you've already told us on the phone and things, but can you tell me again what your job was?
Yes, well, I repaired binoculars that came back from the ships that were out to sea.
Mm-hmm.
And we would take them apart and make them as good as new. And really, I consider it to be like an important part, because the condition that they come back in, it was like filled with water and everything, you know, and really messy. And then after we finished them, it was just great, you know, they were like brand new. And we always felt like that was a part of, you know, that what sailor used these, you know, in the war and everything, you know. And that was mostly what I did there. And of course, there was the sailors there that took care of the telescopes on the other side, and we'd have more fun. They'd look over at us, and we'd look at through the binoculars. And an exciting event was when they, had the launching of the aircraft carrier, that I was picked to be an usherette that day. That was just the greatest.
Yeah, what does that mean? That you're...
Well, I gave out the programs during the time, and it was so fabulous. Of course, all the higher-ups were there and everything. You know, to me, it was just great, you know.
Oh, that's exciting.
You know, just a young girl, and seeing all those visitors, because I didn't remember all of them, but it was just great.
What years did you work there?
Well, I just worked there from 44 to 45, you know, just 1 year, because it so happened they wanted to put me back on nights again, and I just didn't want to go back on nights.
Started on nights?
Yeah, I started on nights. And then
in 44?
In 44. And then they put me on the day shift for a while, and it wasn't long enough, and then they said I had to go back on nights. And I'm like, no way, that's it. I'm going to get a job where it's a normal job.
Yeah,
See, I originally worked for Sperry Gyroscope. That was another big plant on 39th Street in Brooklyn. And then they moved to out in Long Island. And so then I couldn't travel out there. At that time, you know, I didn't drive. So then I went to the Navy Yard. Got into the Navy Yard.
So back to the binoculars, how do you go about cleaning some binoculars?
Oh, well, we had to take them all apart.
Are they normal size? Or were they?
Oh, normal size, yeah. Oh, every piece had to come top, you know, and the lenses that were inside, they said the women did a better job with them because their hands didn't sweat as much, and we had to clean the lenses that they... Because after all, they were just filled with water, and naturally they had to be clear and focused right. And we take them all apart and bring them into, they had like this one room where you cleaned all the parts, did a very good job and dried it off, and then brought them back and put them back together. And like I said, it was, I couldn't remember all the details of it, but you knew that it had to be just perfect after we went back on the ship.
Yeah. So were they mounted on the ship, or did the sailors carry them around, or?
I don't know. I really don't know. All I know is that we got them.
So you never put them on the ship?
No. That wasn't our job, whatever. In fact, I never went on a ship. I don't remember ever going on a ship there. I think they were off limits at the time. You know, I don't know why, but I never did go on.
So, how did you decide to work at the yard? You said that you were working at Sperry.
Sperry, yes.
And then why the yard?
Well, because I felt that I had enough experience that they would hire me, you know, and I wanted to do something that was pertaining to the war. I didn't want to just go into, before that I'd worked in an office, and but I felt that something like that was necessary. Like in Sperry's, I worked nights too then. And I worked on drill press and gyroscopes and did all those things. And it was so exciting. And I wanted to continue that. And I really felt bad about them moving. And that's why I went there.
Okay. So how did your family and friends react to you working at the yard?
Oh.
Or to you working in general?
Oh, well, they my mother didn't mind. My parents didn't mind at all. They thought it was just great. That the only thing is that they used to worry about my traveling at night, although around there wasn't really that bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt I could take care of myself, you know. And, no, they were very good. Like, when I was working nights and come home during the day, and I have to sleep, you know, because I was tired to come home in the morning. And, no, they were very good about it.
Hmm.
Of course, my brothers were in the service. I had four brothers in the service.
Oh, right. So family affair, yeah.
Right.
So was it... Were there mostly women who were working on the binoculars, or
all women?
All women
were working on the binoculars. Yes, because like I said, that was the important part of it, is the fact that women's hands didn't sweat as much, and as you went to put the lens back into it, you know, they didn't want any cloudiness on it.
Right.
So, yeah, there's quite a few women.
Were there? What other sort of jobs did women have at the yard?
Oh, I don't really know. As far as all the women that I ever associated with were in that group there, in that special building.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was all different buildings,
Was the building just for the binoculars?
No. There was different floors, and I don't really know what they had on ours, but our building had to be air-conditioned. Because it was the work that was involved, we had to have everything spotless when they left, you know. All the instruments that they, like the sailors had the telescopes, and they had to be spotless. So our building was air-conditioned, and we all had separate desks, high tables, like sort of desk, and we'd sit there, you know. And all our work was just what we had right on our table.
Hmm.
And it was very clean. Everything was kept so clean.
Yeah. So do you think that this was typical, that women had certain jobs, that there were certain jobs that women were seen as better suited for than the men?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Even in Sperry's, it was the same way, that as far as the work we did there, you know, working on drill presses and lathe and women really got into it right away.
So
because there weren't that many men, you know, that unless they were older men.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, a lot of young fellas had to go into the service.
Right. Yeah. So you were working on drill presses in life?
Oh, yeah.
When were you doing it? It's Sperry's.
Yeah.
But not at the yard?
No.
So how long did you work at Sperry? When did you start? Was it during the war or after?
Oh, yes. Oh, no. During the war.
During the war.
I went there. I can't recall, really.
Well, that's what I meant, during the war. Yeah.
It was during the war. Oh, yeah. All this was during the war. Yes.
And they trained you to use the drill press?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. In fact, one time I got sent home because we had to wear hats.
Mm-hmm.
Women had to wear hats because our hair was very long, you know, that time.
Yeah.
There was no men with long hair. And I came back from lunch, and I just wasn't in the mood to put that hat on, you know, so I stuck it on top of my head, and my voice came out. Veronica, get home. And I said, no, I said, I can't. He said, oh, and, you know, you'd lose time. And I said, no, he said, well, I told you, I'm warning you girls that you have to wear your hats. Your hair ever get caught in that drill press, forget it, you know.
So I
knew I was wrong, but I was just, you know, determined, well, I'm not going to listen to them.
So why didn't you, did you not want to work on the drill press and the lathe at the yard?
I really don't know. I don't think they had any openings for anything like that. I don't know why they hired me for the binoculars. I really don't.
Hmm.
I learned right away. It wasn't anything, you know, I was quite capable of learning everything that they taught me, even though I had no, you know, experience before that, like in Sperry's too. I just learned it. I was always the type of person that would was eager to learn.
So you said that you felt that Sperry had prepared you a bit for the yard?
Oh, yeah.
How was that?
Well, because the experience on working on different machinery and stuff, I felt that, you know, I could manage.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did you come in contact, were your supervisors women or?
No, men.
Supervisors were men.
Yeah.
And how did they treat the women workers?
Oh, very good.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I wished I remembered this one man's name. He was so good to me. He really was. And he was the one that got me on the day shift, you know, because I said, I'm so tired of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a young girl and I'm working nights. And so he got me on the day shift. And then they said they needed me back on the night shift. So I had to go back and that's. But they were very nice. And then there was a, they were supposed to put on a show. There was another floor. I don't remember the floor. And this fella was a very talented person. And they wanted to put on a show. And he had asked me to participate in it. But I never did. Yeah. They were very nice. We got along very well. Most of these were married men with children.
That's the supervisors.
You know, that didn't go into the service.
Right. In the building, you said there were mostly women. What were some of the other jobs, or what was the title of the building? Or
A Cumberland Street building.
Yeah.
I have no idea what there are, the women's other jobs. I mean, I'm talking about the women that were in my department.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we worked on the binoculars. I don't know of any anything else that the other women did.
Okay. So did you have any contact with the men workers from the Navy Yard?
Just the few that, of the sailors, you know, just being friendly.
Yeah.
They weren't allowed on our side, you know. Our job was different from theirs, right? So they would be on the other side. We weren't supposed to bother with any of the sailors, of course, all young girls, you know.
Uh-huh.
And at that time, we weren't allowed to, you know, we couldn't get candy and things like that. And they would go to their cafeteria and come back with some candy bars and throw it to us.
Oh,
really? Buy, make believe that they had to get something there. But that's about all. You know?
Huh.
Or if we'd go into the washroom to do our parts, then some of them would come in there and we'd get to talk, you know.
Uh-huh.
But if our supervisor, of course.
So these were mostly the sailors, not the Navy Yard workers?
No, mostly sailors.
Sailors,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so they seemed pretty pleased to have you around, it sounds like.
Yeah, it was fun. These girls were fun to be with, too.
Yeah.
I just wish, you know, it was something that I soon left, and we never got in touch with each other anymore, you know. Because I lived in Sheepshead Bay, and it was, like, I guess they lived in different areas, so I more or less didn't travel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you did things with them off the job, it looks like, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, a couple of times we would eat lunch outside. They had that park area there by the Navy Yard, and we'd go out there and have our lunch.
Mm-hmm.
This was on the day shift. At the night shift, we just had to stay in.
Yeah. Did you do much, were you near Sand Street?
Yeah, not far from it.
Did you do anything down there?
No. The only time I remember being in that area is when my husband, which was my boyfriend at the time, came out of the service and we went to one of the bars there. But, you know, went to.
So your husband was in the service this whole time?
Oh, yeah, my husband was in the Marines. In fact, he was stationed at the Navy Yard. And he left from there. The one morning that I knew he was leaving, but he couldn't say just when he was leaving. So I walked towards the barracks because you weren't allowed inside, you know, and I walked on the outside. And one of his friends was up there and he said he left and he threw me a package that he left with the insignia of the Marines, the Marine insignia. And then he left.
He couldn't tell you when he was going to leave?
No, that was a secret. I mean,
gosh.
I knew he was leaving, but not exactly just where he was going to. Then I received a card from him saying that he was in the Pacific, you know.
Wow.
So, no, that was, everything was very secretive at that time. You just, you know, any information that you gave out, even like the ships that came in, I think we weren't ever supposed to mention that.
So was the security pretty tight in your building, too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how did they, what did they do to keep things tight?
Well, we had our ID, you know, they were all around the place, and you naturally had your ID card to come into the building, into the yard itself. You couldn't come in without it.
Yeah.
Even the same way in Sperry's, it was the same thing. They were very strict about it.
Was the Navy Yard, how was the Navy Yard viewed at the time by the Brooklyn community? I mean, what do you think people thought of it who didn't work there?
Well, I don't know. Some of them thought, oh, it's kind of a wild place, you know, all the sailors hanging out there and mm-hmm. things going on. But I never seen anything like that mm-hmm. myself. I never did. Never had any trouble, nothing to worry about walking around there mm-hmm. at night because we had to walk to the train.
Mm-hmm.
No problems. I really didn't. I didn't mind doing it.
What did people think of the people who worked at the yard, the Navy Yard workers, and what do you think the community thought of that?
Oh, I guess they thought they were doing their duty. It was during the war, right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah. I mean, actually, if there's someone that's been there a much longer time, they could really, you know, tell you more about
it. Well, I was just wondering at the time, like, what you thought of when you were going there.
I was proud to be there. Yeah. I really was. Hmm. I mean, I guess I would have never quit if it wasn't that I was just a type of a person that was determined to get my way more so than they were. And since they said that I had to go back on nights, no way.
So why do you think you had to go back on nights?
Because they needed me there. They felt they needed more.
Is this when the war ended?
No.
The war was still going?
Yeah. Hmm. When was the war ended? The war ended.
45.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But this was before the war ended?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How was your salary at the time? Was it
not very much, but a better salary than anywhere else.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I think I left Sperry's making $44 a week. Mm. So the Navy Yard, I think, it might have been about the same. I really have
not exactly. Yeah,
but it was, you know, nothing like today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that was a good salary.
Yeah.
It really was. Especially that, you know, working nights. That was.
Did the women get different salaries than the men, do you think? Yeah.
Oh, I imagine so. I really don't. I imagine so. It was always that way. Men always got paid more.
Mm.
You know. Yeah. But it was a good salary. For a girl, a young girl, that was a good salary.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my first job that I ever worked at, I was making $16 a week. So
what were you doing then?
I worked in a doll factory.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, helping out, you know, giving the women all the different parts to make the dolls' clothes and stuff. And so that was my first job. And then I went to... I worked in an office after that for Powers Photo Engraving.
Hmm.
And I think that was about $18, you know.
Hmm.
Nothing.
So was it unusual at the time for young women to be working, or were a lot of people in your school groups?
Well, in working in regular jobs was, you know, considered okay, but going into defense plants like that was a little unusual.
Hmm.
You know, I mean, no one else in my family ever worked in jobs like that. Like my sisters, there was 9 of us.
Oh, wow.
And 4 brothers went into the service, and you know, none of my sisters, my one sister worked in Sears, my other sister worked as a telephone operator,
mm-hmm.
Switchboard operator.
Mm-hmm.
And another sister worked in a bookbinding place, and my younger sister was working in an office. None of them worked the jobs that I did.
Yeah.
I was really, you know, outgoing. I would try anything.
Yeah, that's great. Was this a really tough job, or was it an easy job, or?
No, it wasn't tough.
No,
it really wasn't.
Because
you had to really put them back in good condition. You
right,
know, they
but you weren't
respect.
Frantic. Yeah.
No, never.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to ask about was about race relations at the yard. Were there blacks working with you? Were there
No.
Immigrants
or
other ethnic groups?
No. we're all different nationalities. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't remember any blacks. I don't know.
All different nationalities, you mean from of origin?
Yes.
But not.
Yes. Yeah. Nothing. No. No. All these girls were Italian, like I was.
Uh huh.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
So were you? What generation Italian were you?
Oh, my parents were born in Italy.
Okay.
So, but my mother came here to this country when she was 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So she was quite young, you know. Mm-hmm. And I don't even speak Italian because mm-hmm. I was never interested in learning. You know, I right. just had that attitude that you didn't speak a foreign language, you wanted to be American all the way through, uh-huh. you know.
Yeah.
So.
So were there any racial conflicts or any
no.
Any resentments that you heard about?
No, mm-hmm. nothing. Except what we thought about the Germans, of course.
Well, yeah.
No, and you know, but not really. We didn't have any problems like that. And like I said, there wasn't any black. Although I can't say there wasn't black in the neighborhood that I lived in, Sheepshead Bay. There was, and we were very close. Very friendly people. We got along very well.
Hmm.
And no conflicts whatsoever.
Hmm. That's great.
Yeah.
How do you, what views do you have of the Navy Yard today? I mean, as you know, it's gone through a lot of ups and downs
right.
since then.
I haven't ever been there.
You haven't been there since?
No.
But what they're doing now is they're trying to make it work through private companies instead of through the Navy.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
were they making new buildings, or are they going to?
Well, they've torn down a lot of some of the old ones, but a lot of them are still there, and they're filling them with warehouses and private shipping mm-hmm. companies.
Well, that should be good.
So, do you think the Navy Yard is? I mean, do you ever come across the Navy Yard day to day, or is it?
No.
Yeah,
no.
I think it's
living
part.
The only time I've been in the city, I count the number of times that I've been in the city, about five. My daughter works in the city. She mm-hmm. works right on the manufacturer's Hanover.
Oh, really?
And she, around Wall Street there. And I met her twice, I think, for lunch,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
And then another time more than that. We went to the Seaport.
South Street Seaport.
Yeah, I went there twice.
Mm-hmm.
Once with a group from the church, you know, we were on a bus.
Mm-hmm.
And the second time, finally went on the Statue of Liberty. And the first time, my husband and I, and we took my grandchildren, and we went, and we parked around there, and we were going to see the Intrepid, is that it? But we never got to see that.
Oh.
And I went into the city to see a couple of shows, but in Brooklyn, I think I went three times, you know,
yeah.
and I still have friends there, but
yeah.
we don't make the trip as much,
okay.
except when my daughter was living there for a while.
Okay, well, that's really interesting.